We welcome you back to the 149th lesson of the Warren County Radio Bible School. And in this lesson, we're going to be studying a Sunday school lesson that was written for November 19th, 1922, about how Jesus is the friend of sinners. E.A. Elam wrote this Sunday school lesson, and I have it in a little booklet called Elam's Notes. And we'll be turning to that lesson in just a moment. Now, before we do so, I want to remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. And we have been meeting in this location, or at least those before us, and we following them. The saints have been meeting in this location to worship God after the New Testament pattern for over 100 years. And when it is ever possible for you to do so, we invite you to come to our assemblies and see this worship for yourself. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. But now let's turn to the lesson today. It is about the time that Jesus went into the house of Simon the Pharisee, and there was also another sinner there. This was a sinful woman. And we're going to look at the difference in those two sinners. But before we get into this lesson itself, from Luke chapter 7, there is a devotional reading, and it is the 51st Psalm. It is a time when David had sinned and how he felt about his sin and dealt with that. I want to read to you the 51st Psalm, and I'll be reading from the American Standard Version that was printed in 1901. Now, here's the 51st Psalm. It begins, "For the chief musician, a psalm of David, when Nathan the prophet came unto him after he had gone into Bathsheba. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions, wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned, and done that which is evil in thy sight, that thou mayest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou art judged. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the inward part thou wilt make known, make me to know wisdom. Purify me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with a willing spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise, for thou delightest not in sacrifice, else I would give it. Thou hast no pleasure in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then wilt thou delight in the sacrifices of righteousness, in burnt offering and whole burnt offerings. They will they offer bullocks upon thine altar. That is the reading, the devotional reading, from the 51st Psalm. The golden text for this lesson on Jesus, Friend of Sinners, is found in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 1, or 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. Faithful is the saying, and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Now, in looking at this lesson on Friend of Sinners, and when he went into the Simon, the Pharisee, that sinner, and then this other lesson of this woman coming to him and washing his feet with her tears, Elam wrote, "This lesson is a beautiful and touching illustration of the mercy and love of Jesus. He is always tender with the erring and the unfortunate when they seek salvation and a better life. And this is demonstrated at Jacob's well and at Jerusalem when the Pharisee carried a similar character to him." I want to read those two stories. The one about the sinful woman at Jacob's well. And you'll find that lesson in the book of John. It's the 4th chapter. And so you may want to turn with your Bibles to John chapter 4 and follow along with me. It says, "When therefore the Lord knew that the Pharisees had heard that Jesus was making and baptizing more disciples than John, although Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee, and he must needs pass through Samaria. So he came to the city of Samaria called Sychar, near unto the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph's. And Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus by the well. It was about the 6th hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, Give me to drink, for his disciples were gone away into the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman therefore saith unto them, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest a drink of me, who am a Samaritan woman? For the Jews have no dealings with Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith unto thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman said unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his sons, and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, Every one that drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whoso drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall become unto him a well of water springing up into eternal life. The woman said unto him, Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come all the way thither to draw. Jesus said unto her, Go call thy husband, and come thither. The woman answered and said unto him, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, Thou saidest well, I have no husband, for thou hast had 5 husbands, and him who thou now hast is not thy husband. This thou hast said truly. The woman said unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is a place where men ought to worship. Jesus said unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour is coming, when neither in this mountain nor in Jerusalem shall ye worship the Father. Ye worship that which ye know not. We worship that which we know. For salvation is from the Jews. But the hour cometh and now is when true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and truth. For such doth the Father seek to be his worshippers. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. The woman said unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, he that is called Christ. When he has come, he'll declare unto us all things. Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. And upon this came his disciples, and they marveled that he was speaking with a woman. Yet no man said, What seeketh thou, or what speaketh thou with her? So the woman left her water pot, and went away into the city, and said to the people, Come, see a man who told me all things that ever I did. Can this be the Christ? They went out of the city and were coming to him. In the meanwhile, the disciples prayed him, saying, Rabbi, eat. But he said to them, I have meat to eat that ye know not. The disciples therefore said to one another, Hath any man brought him aught to eat? Jesus said unto them, My meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to accomplish his work. Say ye not, there yet 4 months, then cometh the harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look to the fields, that they are white already into harvest. He that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto life eternal. He that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together, for herein is the saying true. One soweth, and another reapeth. I sent you to reap that whereon ye have not labored, others have labored, and ye are entered into their labor. And from that city many of the Samaritans believed on him because of the word of the woman who testified, He told me all things that ever I did. So when the Samaritans came to him, they besought him to abide with them, and he abode there 2 days. And many more believed because of his word. And they said to the woman, Now we believe, not because of thy speaking, for we have heard for ourselves, and know that this indeed is the Savior of the world. That is Luke chapter 4 and verse 1 through 45. There's another story about the Pharisees and a sinful woman. In John chapter 8, I said Luke 4, that was John chapter 4, and this is in John chapter 8, and this is a familiar story. John chapter 8 in verse 1, Jesus went into the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came again to the temple, and the people came to him, and he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and the Pharisees bring a woman taken in adultery. And having set her in the midst, they said to him, Teacher, this woman's been taken in adultery, in the very act. Now in the law of Moses it commanded us to stone such. What then sayest thou of her? And this they said, trying him, that they might have whereof to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down, and with his finger wrote upon the ground. But when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said to them, He that is without sin among you, let him cast a stone at her. And again he stooped down with his finger, wrote on the ground. And they, when they heard it, went out one by one, beginning with the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman, where she was, in the midst. And Jesus lifted up himself and said to her, Woman, where are they? Did no man condemn thee? And she said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said, Neither do I condemn thee. Go thy way from henceforth, and sin no more. Well, none of these have descended so low in shame and immorality is to go beyond the reach of Jesus' mercy and love when there are people willing to forsake sin and return to God. In this lesson, as at the feast in Matthew's house and in other scriptures, there are placed before us two distinct classes of sinners. The Pharisee, proud, haughty, self-confident, self-righteous, hypocritical, and the immoral, those who in sin through impulses and appetites of the flesh. Jesus was anxious and ready to save all Pharisees who would come to him, but they would not come. They were zealously righteous and went about to establish their own righteousness. Romans 10, verses 1 through 3. We're going to stop the lesson here, and we're going to continue at the next class period about this Sunday school lesson about Jesus, the friend of sinners.